Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. We're celebrating lots of things. Birthday for me, anniversary for the show, Thanksgiving, lots of wonderful things. Welcome to 920 AM, 99.1 FM, and then at 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. First of all, wonderful things are happening for the show on all four of those spots on your radio dial, and on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook 5 days a week, four stations, 12 times a day. You can hear our show in real time on the KGX mobile app, new and improved. After we're through, Nigel puts everything up on joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Please friend me. You have been. Bless your hearts. We're all in this together. We're 89 weeks into the word pandemic. I'm all mixed up, but I'm older. Okay, I want this to be the last of the best 3 hours of your day. And we say hello to Nancy McDonald. We haven't seen you in a while. Welcome to the Cannabis Corner. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Joey. Nice to see you, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I take the whole month. When's your birthday?
In December.
What day?
The 2nd.
Oh, coming up.
It is. Couple weeks.
Is she close enough to her mic? Okay, she's okay. All right. You can lean on your elbows here. Nobody can see you, Nancy. You look so pretty. Wait till Nigel takes your picture. Okay. Bring us up to date on cannabis.
Well, it's alive and kicking and doing
legal.
Really well and legal. You know, it's a busy industry right now. There's a lot of shops opening up. The lounges are reopening. And so it's busy. It's really been busy.
Are the rules for lounges the same in all 9 cities of the Coachella Valley? How does that work?
No, I mean, the cities have different rules and regulations. Some of them don't allow them to have lounges. Palm Springs proper does, and they have several lounges and more opening up. So they're a lot more varied than they used to be.
Okay.
So now you can go to somewhere you would play pool if you like playing pool, and then there's some higher end ones if you want to go and have a meal, because there's actually one that's opening up right next to a restaurant that I'll talk about later. But you're going to be able to actually order food from the restaurant and eat it in the lounge. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a lot of exciting stuff happening in the industry. So,
what are you doing in it now?
I am doing a lot of consulting. I'm aiding in opening dispensaries for different businesses, and I'm also doing a lot of work with CBD right now as well.
Okay, you got to re-educate me. Let me write, you're consulting about opening dispensaries. Okay, remind me what CBD is.
CBD is a non-psychoactive part of the plant. There's two different types. There's the hemp plant, and then there's also the cannabis plant.
Okay.
The hemp plant is 100% legal in the United States. So you can ship it, you can buy it, and it cannot be sold in dispensaries right now.
Oh.
You need
Do
to
I
go
know
to,
why?
Well, it's just because of the different legalizations. So the hemp plant doesn't need to be tested. Everything that is sold through a dispensary needs to be tested.
Okay.
Hemp has no THC in it, and the
THC is
the psychoactive component of the plant. And so as long as it has under 0.3 in it, it becomes hemp. A hemp plant has under 0.3.
Right.
And so then it can be sold legally in different stores, in CBD stores, grocery stores, you name it, it can be sold there.
Okay. You may have to go over this again another month, but
I know. It's all very confusing.
You said hemp and cannabis.
Correct.
Okay.
Those are two plants. So the cannabis plant, anything made from the cannabis plant is sold in a dispensary.
Only.
Anything from the hemp plant is sold
anywhere.
And okay. So you have to be careful about where you buy it and what brands you buy it, and you need to make sure, because there isn't the testing that's required in a dispensary. So you need to do your research, because you can go into a gas station and get what they call CBD, but it's not.
Okay.
So you just have to educate yourself. You need to go online and do some education, because it's a beautiful plant and it heals a lot of people. But
the cannabis plant.
Both cannabis
and
hemp.
They are beautiful plants and they're good. Okay. I'm learning. Now, down the road, are you going to have some place where Joey Pals can get information from you or an online thing? Or
absolutely. Coming up, I'm going to be, I will actually be based out of a dispensary for this part of my job, where I'm actually going to be doing things where people can come in, and I'll be doing education sessions in the lounge.
Seminars and classes.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
And it'll be free. And they'll just be able to come in as long as they sign up for the classes. We'll be doing different classes on different things.
Will they have to be vaccinated? I'm sorry. Why do I say that so mean? Will they have to be vaccinated?
It just depends on what the requirements are at the time.
Okay.
So I just follow whatever the law tells me to follow. And but we would love to have anybody come and join us, and I'll be announcing when they are.
Yes.
And I'll give numbers for them to call. And I expect that they'll be starting up sometime in December. I'll be doing the first one.
Okay. Take one product. Take us through everything, but start with one. Should we go alphabetically? Should we do medical things or pain things, or pick something and talk to us about it?
Well, let's talk about CBD right now.
CBD.
We just had Veterans Day. And
yes.
So, you know, veterans and CBD is a really big topic, and also THC. Because veterans is federal government, they fall under that with their medical and everything like that. It's kind of a slippery slope for them. There was a time not too long ago where it was just an absolute no. If they found THC in their bodies, then they were cut off from their medical.
Do I need to know what that stands for?
Which?
THC.
No, that's the psychoactive.
Okay.
It's, trust me, I couldn't even say the
pronounce
word if
it. Okay.
I needed to.
Okay. So if a veteran used THC for pain...
Correct.
And they found it in his system.
They could stop
He lost
their
all
medical.
His benefits.
Right.
Oh, dear.
So, and the thing is, you know, it's very good at helping people. However, there's the other component, which is CBD. And if it's hemp-based, there is no THC. And so
What's
CBD,
that good for?
CBD is good for pain. It's good for anxiety. They use it for PTSD.
Oh.
They use it for phantom pain. They use it for anxiety. They use it for depression. And so I just want veterans to know that they don't have to have the THC. I mean, some do. It's
mm-hmm.
It's different with every single person. But they don't. They can start with the hemp CBD.
And get some relief.
Which is completely legal. And it'll give them a lot of relief. A lot of veterans, especially with PTSD, they tend to go
That's
more to the...
That's post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
For those of you playing along at home.
And so with the PTSD, the CBD is good because it's non-psychoactive.
Gotcha.
Sometimes the THC doesn't work well with PTSD because it's psychoactive. It makes you high.
It makes it worse.
And sometimes it can, but with some people, it makes it better. So really, they kind of have to start at the beginning. But because of the fear of losing medical benefits and stuff, I just want them to know that they shouldn't be scared of trying CBD.
Now, put it in perspective for me legally. If someone comes to your cannabis corner when you get it going, do they feel like they're talking to a doctor or a medical person? Or what are the legal ramifications?
Well, I am neither of those. All I am is somebody that has spent a lot of time learning as much as I can. I'm learning along with everybody else. And so, no, but we train people to know about the plant. I train bud tenders. And if they go somewhere and they're not comfortable and they're asking questions and they're not getting the answers they want, go somewhere else.
If we're talking about veterans,
anybody.
Right, but will a veteran's benefits still pay for the CBD?
No, but most companies will give you a discount for a veteran's discount.
Of course.
So always make sure you ask for that. And there are some compassionate care ways of being able to get it paid for as well. Some dispensaries have a compassionate care program.
Oh, it's called compassionate care.
And so if somebody can't afford it, there are ways where they can go about getting help getting it.
It's interesting to me because I love learning new things. But the CBD, helps for so many things.
CBD is amazing.
Pain, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, phantom pain, that's from amputations, depression. Can you make me understand how it works?
I can, but I might put everybody to sleep.
Oh.
But we all have what's called an endocannabinoid system.
Okay.
Now, what it has is it has CB1 and CB2 receptors. The CB1 receptors are in your brain. The CB2 receptors are in your body. They go attach to the brain receptors or to the body receptors, and that's how they give you the pain relief. And so it goes throughout your entire body. We're born with this. We were born with this system that works with this plant and heals us. And it really is amazing. CBD will help with sleep. It helps with relaxation. I mean, we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg with the things that it helps.
You're going to have to educate us, because I know a lot of folks who use CBD when they have cancer. And I'm getting ahead of us. Okay, this is fascinating. I understand a little bit the receptors in my brain and in my body. And what form are you ingesting the CBD as?
Well, there's multiple ways.
Okay.
You can smoke CBD. There is, it obviously comes from the flower, so you can smoke it, which is really the quickest way to get it into your system, so it'll give you the immediate relief.
Okay.
Then there's a tincture, and you can put the tincture under your tongue, and then that'll work in about 5 or 10 minutes. And then the third way is by ingesting it. And when you ingest it, it can take an hour to an hour and a half for it to get into your system, but then it lasts for 6 to 8 hours. So
gotcha.
The smoking lasts for about an hour. The tinctures work for probably 2 to 3 hours, and then the edibles for about 6 to 8.
And you're going to come back and tell us where we can get all these things.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have a cannabis corner, Joey Pals, and it's legal and it helps an awful lot of people. And for some reason, there's still a bit of a stigma about it.
There is, and that's why I'm here. I am doing the best I can to educate people so that stigma will go away, because I've just watched it perform too many miracles to not do that.
Is it habit forming?
No.
Feeling good is habit forming, right?
Yeah. No, it is not addictive. People use it all the time because it makes you feel better.
Exactly.
But when you stop, you would not go through any withdrawal symptoms.
I see. I probably will ask you the same questions quite a few times. Thank
you. Keep asking as long as people can hear what we're saying.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Nancy McDonald in the Cannabis Corner. She'll come back in December and we'll have phone numbers and websites and all those kind of good things. But it's something to start thinking about. Is it legal in every state in the union or just California? Or
No, it's cannabis is not. Cannabis is just in certain states.
But it is legal in California.
But it is legal in California.
We always start things. Thank you so much, sweetheart. It's so good to you. You're so pretty. We're going to take your picture. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.